Steps are being taken after the Waterloo Region District School Board, WRDSB, received recommendations from the Black Parent Council of KW to address racism in its schools. As a school board, it is really important to us that we take seriously the concerns that are raised by parents and caregivers in our community and that we work together with the community in order to build confidence in our publicly funded system, said Deepa Aluwalia, human rights and equity advisor at WRDSB at a school board meeting Monday night. Ensuring that we have positive and trusting relationships within the community is very important to us, and we will continue to earn that trust by continuing to take the necessary steps to create safe and equitable learning environments for African, Caribbean, and Black students. In April, trustees asked staff to consider the 12 recommendations from the Black Parent Council KW. The Black Parent Council KW, a group of parents and caregivers who advocate for children experiencing racism and violence, sent a letter to the WRDSB and the Waterloo Catholic District School Board, WCDSB, in March following incidents in two elementary schools in Kitchener. In November, police were called to control a 4-year-old Black student at a Catholic school in Kitchener. A separate incident involved two children who were tied up with tape and left in a dark room at a public school in October. As a result of that incident, a teacher was charged with assault. The letter from the Black Parent Council states, "We as Black parents of the Waterloo region have come together to say, enough is enough. Our children endure racial trauma, racial stress and identity-based harm on a daily basis in Waterloo region schools." The recommendations include 1. Third-party investigation into all racial violence in WRDSB and WCDSB 2. All issues reported to human rights to be investigated by a third party. 3. Third-party investigator to be an anti-racism consultant and or culturally appropriate consultant, knowledgeable in anti-Black racism. 4. Investigate inequitable policies and procedures that harm Black, Indigenous, racialized, Muslim, and queer students. 5. Development and implementation of anti-racism policy for both WRDSB and WCDSB. 6. Hire Black racial equity consultants to complete a full audit of both boards and best practices. 7. Investigation into how policies and procedures are applied for teachers and administrators who perpetuate racial violence accountable. 8. Increase funding for CYWs, social workers, psychologists and culturally responsive mental wellness supports. 9. Investigation into racially biased hiring procedures and practices. 10. Afro-centered and culturally responsive sources of knowledge. 11. Offer Saturday Afrocentric school for students in K-8-12. Removal of Mike Ramsey, Cindy Watson, principal of John Sweeney Catholic School, and Loretta Naughton, director of the Waterloo Catholic District School Board. Since then, members of WRDSB say they have met with the Black Parent Council KW and will continue to foster a trusting relationship with open channels of communication where community concerns are shared and ongoing work is being done to address anti-Black racism and racism oppression. I am really glad to see these recommendations going forward, and I want to thank staff and equity department and other areas looking into this, said Trustee Kathleen Woodcock. It is important that we respond and take action. I am glad that we are starting to do that. According to a report presented to the school board on Monday, the following responses identify work underway at WRDSB to address the recommendations: filled circle code-based complaints, code-based complaints resolution procedures for non-staff establish a pathway to have complaints of discrimination and harassment heard and addressed through the human rights branch. The procedures have been reviewed by multiple stakeholders, including students, parents, caregivers, staff, and union representatives. The procedures are in the process of being reviewed and approved. The estimated date for release is June 2022. Filled circle third-party partners. Procedures indicate that the Human Rights Branch will enlist the support of a third-party investigator in situations where it is appropriate to do so. Where WRDSB has used a third-party investigator, it has been approached through an anti-oppressive, culturally relevant, and trauma-informed way. The Human Rights Branch will continue to endeavor to engage third-party investigators who have this expertise. Filled circle policy development and review. A policy review guide was developed to ensure that policies and procedures are developed and reviewed through a human rights and equity framework. Trustees, senior leaders, and service leaders have been trained in the use of the guide, and training of staff continues. A mechanism to ensure the policy review guide is utilized in the creation and review of policies is being established. Filled Circle Anti-Racism Policy. Preliminary research into what exists currently in other boards in terms of anti-racism policies has been conducted, and staff are monitoring the process and release of an anti-racism policy with the goal of developing a WRDSB anti-racism policy. Filled Circle Human Rights Investigations. Human Resources, Equity Services, and the Human Rights Branch work closely to investigate matters brought to the school board's attention. Human Resources and Equity Services are responsible for determining employee consequences in situations where allegations are substantiated, based on human rights and related legislation, e.g. Employment Standards Act, Occupational Health and Safety Act, Education Act, etc., as well as board progressive discipline procedures. Filled Circle Equitable Hiring. Human Resources and Equity Services has been working together with the Human Rights Branch to improve hiring practices and remove barriers. Filled Circle Afrocentric Saturday School. The Learning Support Services staff are exploring opportunities for a Saturday school program for African, Caribbean, and Black students. Staff are reaching out to other districts who offer similar programming to learn from best practice.